introducing today's contestant, a data analyst from Cincinnati, Ohio, Kirby Copeland, a software engineer from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Patrick Yerke, and our returning champion, a wine tasting consultant from Dowagiac, Michigan, Jennifer Quayle, whose eight-day cash winnings total $228,800. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome everyone to our program. Yes, some of you have detected already that I have come down with my annual cold of the West, and you're going to have to put up with it for quite a few days, I'm afraid. But as we start today's program, I do want to mention something about our champion, Jennifer. She is very close to moving into the top 10 in terms of games won and amount of cash won. Can she keep it going today? We are about to discover that. Kirby and Patrick, welcome. Good luck. Here we go. Let's get to work in the first round. We'll do some traveling, won't we? A European river tour. That sounds like fun. Followed by the author's characters. Christmas wrapping. Hey, give me a V, each correct response, beginning with that letter. Spark joy. And I don't know about this one. Marie's condo. Jennifer?
Author's characters 200.
Fanny, who visits Mansfield Park. And Hunky Edmund, whom she meets there. Jennifer.
Who's Jane Austen?
That's the author.
Author 400.
Unlikely allies Jack Ryan and Captain Marco Ramius. Jennifer.
Who's Tom Clancy?
He's the one.
Author 6.
Fourth grade nothing Peter Hatcher and Sally J. Friedman as herself. The author's Judy Blume. Jennifer.
Author's 8.
French folk, Queen Margot and Athos. Patrick.
Who is Dumas?
Alexandre Dumas, yes.
Christmas wrap in 1000.
This 1980s trio wrapped It's Christmas Time in Hollis, Queens. Mom's cooking chicken and collard greens. Jennifer.
We're Run DMC.
You got them.
Give me a V, 200.
In UV rays. Patrick.
What is violet?
That's it.
Spark Joy, 1000.
Answer. Daily double. All right. You found it?
1000, please.
And you can double your score. One a Buddhist, one a South African Anglican. These two religious leaders co-wrote the Book of Joy.
Who are the Dalai Lama and Desmond Tutu?
Got them both. You're in the lead.
European rivers for 800, please.
Here's Jimmy.
The largest synagogue in Europe is found in Budapest. And in 1865, this Hungarian composer and keyboard master stopped by to play the organ.
Jennifer.
Who's Liszt?
Franz Liszt. You got it.
Authors 1000.
Mississippians Caddy Compson and Thomas Sutpen. Kirby.
Who was Faulkner?
You're on the board now.
A European river tour 1000.
Back to Jimmy.
With beautiful landscaping, fountains, and statues, Mirabel Gardens in Salzburg was created in the 1600s, but first opened to the public in 1854 by this longtime emperor of Austria.
And that would be Franz Joseph. Back to you, Kirby.
European River Tour 600.
This time, Sarah has the clue.
The Vienna State Opera House was built in neo-this style to reflect that 16th century period of artistic rediscovery when the art form of opera was born.
Patrick.
What is Gothic?
No. Jennifer.
What is Renaissance?
That's it.
Give me a V, 400.
In VR, which allows you to experience anything, anywhere, at any time. Patrick.
What is virtual?
That's the word.
Give me a V-1000.
In VC, a British military decoration. Jennifer.
What is Victoria?
Yep, for Victoria Cross.
V-8.
In the organization known as the VFW for short. Patrick.
What is veterans?
Yes.
Christmas wrapping 600.
This rapper, real name Christopher Bridges, mixes his name with Christmas, saying, all I want for Christmas is two gold front teeth. Jennifer.
Who's Crisscross?
No. Who is Ludacris? Gold front teeth. Good idea. We're going to take a break. Back in a moment.
Promotional consideration provided by Drive Time. Play Jeopardy with Alex Trebek while you drive. Download Drive Time today.
Would you like to have me, Alex Trebek, with you in your car everywhere you go? With Jeopardy on Drive Time, it can happen.
Can you be here on our road trip?
You bet. I'm here. I'm there. I'm everywhere.
So save me a seat and download Drive Time today.
Kirby Copeland is from Cincinnati, Ohio. Very American. But related to Kaiser Wilhelm, I understand.
Yes, he was my great-great-grandmother's first cousin.
Now, have you or members of your family traveled to Germany to visit some of the sites where the Kaiser lived? And
not yet, but we would love to go reclaim our crowns.
Oh, hello. You're very ambitious. Good for you. Patrick Yerke is from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. This young man memorizes things for fun, like pi to...
That's right, 500 digits.
500 digits. Now, why would you do that?
Well, that actually started one time I was in high school. I was in a math class where there was a poster up along the wall that had the first 100 digits or so, and I was bored a lot in that class.
All right, good for you. Jennifer Quayle, as I mentioned, is our champion, ladies and gentlemen. With her winnings, she would like to visit St. Petersburg again. Now, what was special about that Russian city?
I got to visit Dostoevsky's neighborhood church, Our Lady of Vladimir. I got to see a ballet. I saw Swan Lake. But there was so much to do. We only had 2 days. I didn't have time. So I would love to go back and get to see more of the museums.
Did you go to the Amber Room?
I did not. That's one of the things I want to definitely.
There you go, because that's a pretty impressive palace right there. All right, let's get back into this one. And Patrick is the man with control of the board.
Go ahead and make a selection. For 600.
Answer. In a DVM degree, this 10-letter adjective. Jennifer.
What is veterinary?
Good.
Marie's condo for 1,000.
The pool and tennis courts are just a few of these attractive conveniences from the Latin for pleasant. Kirby.
What are amenities?
That's the word.
Marie's condo 800.
Marie got her condo's mortgage through this government agency, sister to Freddie Mac. Jennifer.
What is Fannie Mae?
Right.
Marie's condo 6.
Marie is stoked that her condo has one of these French named helpers who gets her tickets to all the best stuff. Patrick.
What is concierge?
Good.
Christmas wrapping 800.
In this group's player's ball, Andre 3000 wraps. You thought I'd break my neck to help y'all deck the halls? Patrick?
What is Outcast?
Yeah.
Spark Joy 800.
Jeremiah was a bullfrog, was a good friend of mine, begins the 1971 number one hit Joy to the World by this numerical group. Kirby.
Who is Three Dog Night?
Yes.
Spark Joy 600.
A foreword to this book says Irma Rombauer wrote it in 1931 when women all over the country were again heading to the kitchen. Patrick.
What is the joy of cooking?
Good.
Marie's condo 400.
Around the condo, the grounds open to all are called these areas, just like Marie's favorite rapper.
Patrick. What is common?
Good. You're in the lead.
River for 400.
Here's Jimmy.
With some 50 million cookies produced each year in all sizes and shapes, Nuremberg, Germany is this Christmas treat capital of the world.
Patrick.
What is gingerbread cookie?
You are right.
Spark Joy 400.
Here's a view of this TV personality. Jennifer.
This is Joy Bayar.
Correct.
Spark Joy 2.
Schiller's Ode to Joy sparked joy for this composer, who used it for the choral movement of his Ninth Symphony. Kirby.
Who is Beethoven?
Good.
Marie's condo 200.
Marie's monthly nut for her condo naturally includes HOA dues. HOA short for this. Kirby.
What is Homeowners Association?
Yes.
Christmas wrapping 400.
Tyler, the creator, raps, I am this character. Tell your homeboy in a red suit to chill before I ban him from Whoville. Patrick.
Who is the Grinch?
Yes.
River for 200.
The Sacheny Chain Bridge was the first to permanently span this river and connect the two old cities that form Hungary's capital. At the time, there was debate over Budapest versus Pest Buda.
Jennifer.
What is the Danube?
That's the river.
And 200.
Kanye rapped about Christmas in this Manhattan neighborhood, north of 110th Street. Jennifer?
It's Harlem.
You are right. And before we wrap up this round, I want to express our thanks to Viking for helping us with all those clues. Exploring the world in comfort. That's what they're all about. All right, we have Patrick with a $200 lead over Jennifer. Kirby, not that far behind. She'll go first in Double Jeopardy right after this.
It's a week of wheel with Vanna White as host.
Wow! Whoa!
Join me and my special guest letter turners.
See y'all real soon.
Hurry back, Pat.
Tonight at 7:30 on Fox 45.
A good debut for the challengers on today's program. Kirby, you're going first in Double Jeopardy. Here are the categories for your selection. Come on, that's ancient history. Then we deal with early roles, Great Danes, American homes, using worldly adjectives, and finally, an A in medicine. Notice the quotation marks. We know what that means. Off you go.
Come on, that's ancient history for 1600.
Newsflash, 338 BC, I'm hearing Philip II, ruler of this land, has taken Greece. And I, for one, welcome our new overlord. Patrick.
What is Macedonia?
Yes.
Great Danes 2000.
Morten Andersen played this position for the Saints, Falcons, Giants, Chiefs, and Vikings, retiring at age 47. Patrick.
What is kicker?
Yeah.
Worldly adjectives 2000.
A precursor to napalm, this combustible weapon was used by besieged defenders at Constantinople in the 7th century. Patrick.
What is Greek fire?
You got it.
Early roles 2000.
That's Megan Fox dancing in a club in this Will Smith, Martin Lawrence sequel. Kirby.
What is Bad Boys 2?
Right.
Come on, that's ancient history 2000.
Answer. Daily double. All right.
I'll wager 4,000.
Four it is. Here is the clue. Gaius Julius Vindex rebelled against this emperor after seeing him playing pregnant women and slaves on stage.
Who is Nero?
Nero is right.
Ancient history 1200.
Noted for his wisdom, this BC ruler organized ancient Israel into 12 districts, appointing his own governor for each one. Kirby.
Who is Solomon?
Correct.
Ancient history 800.
I'm walking in this capital of ancient Egypt, founded around 3000 BC. But do I really feel the way I feel? Jennifer?
What is Memphis?
Yes.
Great Danes, 1600.
Niels Bohr said an atom's electromagnetic radiation occurred only when one of these elementary particles jumped to a lower energy orbit. Patrick?
What is an electron?
You got it.
Homes for 2000.
Frank Lloyd Wright built this Wisconsin home for himself and an ex-client's wife. Its name means shining brow in Welsh. Jennifer?
What is Taliesin?
Yes.
Home 16.
The unfinished Longwood in Natchez in this state is best known for its Byzantine dome. Jennifer.
What is Mississippi?
You are right.
Holmes 12.
The Mount, not the House of Mirth, is the name of her estate in Lenox, Massachusetts. Jennifer.
Who's Wharton?
Yes, Edith Wharton.
Great Danes for 1200.
Playing a shell game, Jorn Utzon won a 1957 design competition for what would become this Australian landmark. Kirby.
What is the Sydney Opera House?
Yes.
Worldly adjective, 1600.
Answer there, the other daily double.
Aha. I'll wager 3,000.
Okay, for the lead. Superstitious theater folks use this term to refer to Shakespeare's Macbeth.
What is the Scottish play?
That's it, yes. And now the lead is yours and the daily doubles are gone.
Worldly adjectives, 1200.
A list of the best ones might include Partagas and Coiba Siglos. Talking about Cuban cigars. Kirby?
An A in medicine, 2000.
Swelling of the throat can be part of this severe and potentially life-threatening allergic reaction. Kirby?
What is anaphylactic shock?
Yes.
An A in medicine, 1600.
Insufficient blood flow is the cause of this type of chest pain with a Latin name. Jennifer.
What is angina?
Good.
Great Danes, 800.
Let's get something straight. In 1724, Peter the Great appointed this Dane to find out if Asia and North America were connected by land. Jennifer.
Who's Bering?
Vitus Bering, yeah.
American Homes 8.
Hildene, a Georgian revival mansion in Vermont, was built at the turn of the 20th century by this son of Abraham Lincoln. Jennifer.
Who's Tad Lincoln?
Nope. Who was Robert Todd Lincoln? Back to you, though.
Great Danes for four.
In 1909, Wilhelm Johansson coined this four-letter word to describe a unit of heredity. Jennifer.
What is a gene?
Gene is right.
American Homes 4.
The Wrigley Mansion in this L.A. area city is today the headquarters of the Tournament of Roses Association. Kirby.
What is Pasadena?
Good.
Worldly Adjectives 800.
Star-shaped board game in which each player tries to move a set of marbles from one side to the other. Patrick.
What is Chinese checkers?
Good.
A in medicine, 1200.
British physician William Withy Gull gave this two-word name to an eating disorder. Patrick.
What is anorexia nervosa?
That's it.
Early roll, 16.
In 1988, young Julia Roberts got mixed up with a drug dealer on an episode of this Don Johnson cop show. Jennifer.
What is Miami Vice?
Yes.
Ancient history for four.
Protected on three sides by mountains, this Greek city-state, not big on luxury, was on the bank of the Eurotas River. Jennifer.
What is Sparta?
Correct.
A in medicine, 800.
Giving oxygen by mask during sleep is one treatment for this sleep disorder. Kirby.
What is apnea?
Right, with less than a minute now.
Early rolls, 1200.
In 1984, he played Ace on ER, 10 years before getting even more devilishly handsome on a very different ER. Jennifer.
Who's George Clooney?
He's the one.
Early roles, 8.
In 2003, Seth Rogen didn't want to wait to play Bob in the rock bottom episode of this Katie Holmes TV drama. Kirby.
What is Dawson's Creek?
You got it.
Early rolls, 400.
In 1987, Brad Pitt was on this CBS nighttime drama in an episode directed by the show's star, Larry Hagman. Jennifer.
What is Dallas?
Good.
Adjectives, 4.
This instrument, heard here, is a mainstay of the brass section. Patrick.
What is a tuba?
Nope. Jennifer.
What is a French horn?
That's it. Now the last clue. Peritonitis, an inflammation of the lining of the abdominal cavity, is one possible complication if this organ bursts. Kirby.
What is the appendix?
You are right. And that adds to your lead. Look at those scores, folks. Oh, boy. All three of you in the thick of it for this final Jeopardy subject. TV theme music. Clue in a moment.
A Project Baltimore investigation finds Baltimore County Schools shredded thousands of pounds of material during a financial audit. Tonight, new details about how much was destroyed the same year that audit started.
A Geico commercial has the surprising running of the Bulldogs rather than the running of the Bulls in this Spanish city. What is Pamplona? Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
For our final today, we deal with TV theme music. Players, here's your clue. A short piece for two guitars called Strange Number 3 was the first part of the theme music for this drama series that debuted in 1959. You have 30 seconds. Good luck. Start finding out who's going home with a lot of money today. We come to you first, Patrick. You had $14,600. You played very well, but we're unable to come up with a response to this final. So it'll cost you $45.67. That drops you down to $10,033. Let's come to our champion, Jennifer Quayle. $17,200, shrugging her shoulders. But she came up with the correct response. What is the Twilight Zone? Da, 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 da. Yeah. All right. It's going to add how much? Wow. 17,000. You're in the lead with 34,200. Look at how serious Kirby is down there. She has 19,000. We're looking for the Twilight Zone, and we find it in front of you. And did you risk enough? by a margin of $201. You did indeed. $34,401. Congratulations. What a great beginning. And Jennifer, we'll see you in our Tournament of Champions. We'll see you tomorrow.
Promotional consideration provided by GEICO. Jeopardy! Is also brought to you by...
They say, do you believe in love at first sight? Yes, when it comes to a dog. It was love at first sight. Mo is family, so I feed him Blue.
Do you have concerns about mild memory loss related to aging? Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. Prevagen, healthier brain, better life.
When fingertips get cracked, there's Gold Bond Cracked Skin Relief. Precisely fills cracks. 94% saw noticeable improvement. Gold Bond Cracked Skin Relief.